brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we only got 5 minutes. We're going to have our guest back, but I want to just get a quick question from each caller. So be ready. Throw it out. We'll get a quick answer. Because I want to hear from everybody. Rob in Illinois, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your info. I live in Rockford outside of Byron, Illinois, and we just kind of had a little incident with our nuclear plant. I was just wondering what the public could do, one of some of the simpler things that we could do to prepare in case there is havoc.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, every week it's Illinois, it's California, and radiation alerts, and they release it, and they say, don't worry about it. So, I mean, what do you do to prepare? I would try to not live close to one, but they've got so many. Your comments on that, Mr. Stein.
Okay, I can't go in detail into the strategies, but in the last chapter of my book is called When Disaster Strikes. The last chapter is The Unthinkable, Surviving a Nuclear Catastrophe. There's three separate strategies depending on if it's a nuclear plant meltdown, a dirty bomb, or an actual nuclear bomb going off. Somebody launched a bomb at us. Different strategies. But the thing you want to do right now is I take modafinil every day, which is a seaweed extract that chelates to heavy metals. It's mercuries, leads, and also radioactive heavy metals. So I'm just probably going to take that the rest of my life, provided I have access.
Because there's already so much heavy metal in the environment, you need it anyways.
Well, and the radioactivity comes to you in heavy metal and is concentrated in the food chain. When you eat eggs and milk and meat products, you know, every time you go up a level in the food chain, it's more concentrated. So you want to start purging that stuff from your body so you don't end up with the Chernobyl necklace in 20 years where you got thyroid cancer or you get some plutonium lodged in your lung and you got lung cancer. So that, I hope I've answered your
absolutely
question.
Absolutely. Great point. I totally agree with that. I've started the seaweed for the last year. Really giving me a lot of energy. Let's go to Ben in Indiana. Ben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys. I was basically going to ask the same types of questions. What can we do to, one, prepare our home? And obviously, I understand taking the seaweed.
I think the big thing is warn people politically so that we can force movement by corporations and government for self-preservation. I think that's what Ben's, this caller was bringing up, Mr. Stein.
Yeah. You want to work on your personal level, your preparedness, your ability to understand the situation when it's chaotic, to figure out what's going on so you can do the right strategy, to have the materials on hand ahead of time for your self-reliance. You want to work on a community level, the transition community, transition town, which is towns to become more resilient and more self-reliant so they can deal with changes in energy
and
production.
And that's happening everywhere. And a lot of highly educated people have been moving to the countryside, and you find these communities all over the place. Pappy in Illinois, quick question for our guest. Go ahead, Pappy.
I want to stay mobile. How do I make my garage a Faraday cage? Go.
Well, you know, you don't need a lot of metal to be a Faraday cage. But the thing is that the EMP tests show, unless it's a super optimized, super EMP weapon, if your car's not running at the time of an EMP, meaning it's in your garage, chances are 99 out of 100, it's going to be fine. The problem is the grid's going to collapse, not that your car's not going to work. Now, if you want to be really sure about EMPs, you can take garbage cans and throw electronic devices in garbage cans. And if you want to be really sure, you do a double Faraday cage where you take your device, put a garbage bag around it, wrap it in aluminum foil, put another garbage bag around it, and then stuff some of those in a galvanized garbage can. And that will be.
But everybody, again, is worried about themselves personally. The grid, folks, is what is super long wires and is what's going to pick up and intensify this. And that's where you're going to have the problem.
And it's not just the grid. It's any digital control system that runs all of our factories, pollution plants, power plants, refineries, everything. They have massive runs of Ethernet wire that connects all the devices together. That stuff cooks in an EMP. Most of your personal electronics in your home, turns out, will be okay.
It's the infrastructure.
That's the problem.
It's the infrastructure. Great job, sir. Look forward to having you back soon. Another powerful guest. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Subject than geomagnetic storms, EMP, and nuclear Armageddon. And that's basically what the federal government's own studies say could happen if a big storm, solar storm, like we've seen the last 100 or so years, hits with all these wires we've got strung up. It's just amazing to see all of this going on. But don't worry, Desert News reports UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services, but to protect people from the UN forces themselves, that's what's going to happen. Kurt Nemo came in with this story that is at InfoWars.com right now. FBI enlists internet cafe owners to spy on customers. I mean, you already know about the hot dog seller people turning into spies at the football games. And this is at all the football games. I mean, again, my dad, who's a dentist, has been approached to spy on his patients, which is, of course, a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, even if they don't have you give that anymore. And he thought it was just him and talked to other dentists, and it's happened to everybody. And, of course, it's in the news they're doing that. Everyone's a spy. And the message is trust no one but government. And then a lot of people kind of feel like they've been promoted. You mean Homeland Security wants me as a person selling you a Coca-Cola and a hot dog to what are you supposed to do? Like when there's a big line, you're like, I'd like a hot dog and a bottle of water. and a popcorn. Oh, really? Where are you going? What you doing? I mean, because that's what they do now when you check in at a hotel or get a rent car or a bank account, and it's Homeland Security, Patriot Act compliance. And it's on record. And so when someone starts asking me 20 questions, I'm like, I don't have a criminal record, and you're sitting there asking me these questions. I'm checking in at your hotel. I'm getting this rental car. This is all part of destroying our society. And they start going, oh, really? It is? Oh, and why are you here in town? Oh, there's not a reason you don't want to tell me, is there? I'm like, I don't know. Tell me about, I've actually done this. Tell me what you had for lunch today. Tell me about you. How do I know you aren't doing something wrong? A lot of people that work in hotels rob people's rooms. How do I know you're not a criminal? I want to talk to your manager. As always, oh, we're sorry. Oh, you mean I'm not just going to roll over and cower to you? It's like when a cop pulls me over. What's in the car? What's in that glass? Oh, water. Mind if I look at it? You can see it right there. And I'm like, how about I come search your car? Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm the one under suspicion. I'm the bad man. I get it. I'm guilty until proven slave. I'm guilty until I'm bullied into totally being your minion. I'm here to be taught. I'm the little man. You're the big man. I'm here to live in a third world country. I got it. I don't know if you got it. I mean, I've watched TSA myself. I've watched videos on the news walking up to people, bugging their eyes out, acting tough as they like grab on some old woman's body parts. And he's just like, how could you do this all day? But it's people who have crushed little egos. And it's the feeling of power. I mean, I've run into this over the years. Not now. We got nothing but great people. But, you know, managers and things that are managing people. And then they start getting on a power trip and just messing with people for no reason. And it's just you just see people with power going to their heads. And big government gives people that window, that venue, that opportunity. And so that's why there's this mass hoax everywhere that terrorists are hiding in your closet, that they're behind the trash can outside. And it's similar to the movie Jaws. When the first Jaws came out, this has been widely reported, they saw record numbers of people not getting in the water at beaches and even less numbers of people at beaches. They saw people afraid to go in the water. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been there with family. And I'm like, been in the Caribbean. I'm like, let's swim the 800 yards from this peninsula. In some cases, more than 800 yards, maybe one way. One time we swam about, it was probably a mile and a half just to get there. And it was to a big shipwreck we'd seen driving in on the island of Roatan. There was a modern shipwreck, like I'd been there about 50 years or so. The part of the ship was still up. And I said, it was a river coming out. And that's exactly where you do see sharks. I was wanting to see some, you know, because 99% of the time they're not going to bother you. I mean, you walk around in downtown with big buses and cars going by. That kills, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions globally every year. And you're not like, oh, my gosh, a Lincoln, you know, town car. Ooh. I guess if you painted like big teeth on it, it would be scary. I mean, I drive down, you know, country roads with cars going 70 miles an hour every day, 6 inches from my car. 18-wheelers will come over sometimes, and if I didn't pull over on the shoulder a little bit, they'd kill me. I'm going 65. They're going 65. That'd be a 130-mile-an-hour accident. We'd all be dead. But I just drive down that road. So people are like, you with nothing but goggles and in fact, we were at this resort with people laying around on the beach, and most of them wouldn't go out more than about 100 yards to swim around, see some of the coral and stuff, and go out underneath the bridge. And I'm like, my parents were with me and my wife's with the kids. I said, we're going to be gone a couple of hours. Is that cool? Yeah, we're building sandcastles. And when I came back, they had some of the staff couldn't believe we swam across the river. And it was a big, wide river. And then out to this point to see all that. And they're like, aren't you afraid of sharks? I mean, it's this world where people are just paralyzed with fake fear. with illegitimate, not based in reality, irrational fear. I mean, if I would have seen a tiger shark, which might eat 2 people a year worldwide, it would have been amazing. If I would have, I mean, cows kill hundreds of people a year. One almost killed my uncle when he was working on a big ranch because he was putting tag in the calf's ear, and black Angus aren't supposed to be that mean, but stomped him pretty bad, knocked most of his teeth out. But my dad got him back in him. The vet I worked for, right after graduation, had almost been killed when he got his degree from A&M. And had been in the hospital, I think, something like 6 months with his guts literally stomped out by a cow. I mean, cows kill hundreds of people. Guys, type in number of people killed each year by cows. It's got to be very high. But the point is, you have me getting you eaten by a shark. Yeah, let's show Chris, one of the producers, being eaten by a shark. We were showing statistically only a few people get eaten by sharks total a year, and that terrorism is a overblown threat. So are shark attacks. That's 1 in 3,748 that you'd be killed by a shark. And is that over? That's got to be even lower though, because there's like 7 billion people, and you've only got on average 5 shark deaths a year, on average. And of course, I think like 50 something get bit pretty bad. But I mean, they count. No, that's just the U.S. So you have a 1 in 3 million something chance. But I mean, and most of the shark attacks are a little, 5 foot black tip. You step on it, or it thinks your foot's a fish, and pow, hit you on the toe. What is it that's so scary? There is this archetypal image in our minds of things with big black eyes, one-way eyes, and sharp teeth. It's a monster. And it's fun to get scared of it. It is so much fun to be absolutely paralyzed. I mean, I remember we were in Belize one time, just about 4 years ago, and we were, on one of those trips where they take a boat out and you just snorkel, because half the time, why even get tanks if you're only in 20 feet of water, 15 feet of water? And this big, beautiful nurse shark comes up, gigantic. I mean, I didn't even know they got up to like 10 feet, and it was black with gray spots all over it. Everyone goes, ah! There were all these pelicans eating. They were feeding the fish. There were all these stingrays. And everybody's like, ah, running onto the boat. And my wife and I are still sitting there while the shark goes around, and the people on the boat are like, no, they're right. It's not a dangerous shark. We're leaving in 10 minutes anyways. But a few people got back in with the nurse shark. Now, there it is, headline, Dangerous Cows, New York Times. How many does it say cows kill? I know it's got to be a lot, because I know people that have had family killed by cows. How many is it saying? 21 cases in which people were killed by cows. That's not as much as I thought from 03 to 07. In Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. I know a lot of folks get hurt by cows. And there were other cases where cows fell on people accidentally, they're claiming. Very trendy. All right, listen, our guest did not show up, but that is no big deal because I want to go to your phone calls. And that happens sometimes, time zone issues. I was going to get him on about collapsing economies and the internet under attack. But I want to go to your phone calls anyways for Richard, Steve, Patrick, Sean, Tara, and others. We'll get to all of you after this break. And I've sort of kind of digressed here. And if you're a new listener and you think I'm being macho saying that I'll swim a mile and a half, only 500 yards from shore, out to a wreck with a snorkel and fins, that's not because I'm macho or I'm tough. That's because you've become domesticated. And that's nothing. So I suggest you start taking some more risk and stop being so scared of everything, because that's how they turn us into a nation of cowards who are totally afraid of sharks, and because it's an archetypal image. It's propaganda. And it's the same thing with terrorists. Okay, you got a better chance of being killed by a cow than you do by a terrorist. And you need to understand that. And that isn't real in Hollywood, all the terror attacks and all that stuff. And I know you know that consciously, but subconsciously, people are afraid. That's why they say, I'll give up all my rights and let people grab my genitals at the airport to keep me safe from something that is about as real as leprechauns. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
On Iran, some very important news concerning China, And also some good news, Senate to vote on bill that could kick TSA out of airports. That's at prisonplanet.com. But right now, let's go to Richard in Canada. Thank you for holding, Richard.
Thank you very much. Blessings from Canada. I'm just wondering if a nuclear reactor could be looked at like a false flag, like the idea of what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz with that old battleship that they have there. You know, the idea that they would blow it up and then blame it on somebody else.
Well, yeah, they've got an aging aircraft carrier that's set to be decommissioned in December, and that's the one they have cruising back and forth in front of the Iranians, begging them to shoot at it. So that is clearly a false flag, because they could get into a shooting match easily. We know Cheney wanted to attack one of our ships and blame it on the Iranians. Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch has documented that. We have all the other pieces of evidence there. But, yes, the globalists could blow up a reactor and say that terrorists had done it. I mean, they're endangering our whole society right now in so many other ways. They don't care. They're a bunch of ruthless people who know no bounds, who think they're God, full of chutzpah and arrogance and bravado, who think they're bulletproof and don't care about the future. And a lot of globalists, I've got some of their quotes in Endgame, my film, they make statements about, oh, well, if we do destroy the earth, you know, trying to get immortality and trying to discover the secrets of the earth, that's just the way it is. So it's like you're not even in their club unless you want to dally with destroying the earth. A little hint, the special 30-minute documentary I'm producing that is going to air at the Dallas event on the 19th of this month, and at the event in Orlando, Florida, the 26th on that Sunday, I'm going to give like an hour and a half speech, 30 minutes of question and answer, and then premiere the special film. It deals with the real ways the globalists are threatening to destroy the planet. You know, it covers the real threats to humanity. And of course, the speech is about Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. People can find out about that at Infowars.com/events. The tickets are going fast for Dallas and Orlando if people want to be part of that. Anything else, sir?
I was also going to mention along those lines that Newt Gingrich was on the television mentioning that after his second term as president that they will have the space station on the moon completely up and running. And I'm just, you know, it's like he's trying to tell us something through that statement.
Yeah, why are we going to have a space station on the moon when we can't even protect our power grid? And again, 90%+, they say 80, but it's more like 90, of the space program's secret. There's rockets blasting off, but that's old technology. That's 1920s Wernher von Braun technology. You know, the Saturn rocket was a 1930s design. The space shuttle was a 30s design that Wernher von Braun drew. Hitler wanted a space shuttle. Heavy lifters is old. It's big, giant space planes that take off like planes and land like planes, and they've got 30-plus years of secret tech on that. That's pretty much admitted. And so Lord knows what they've already got in space. There is a giant secret space program. I don't think you can speculate exactly what's going on, because folks I've talked to who do know a little bit about that, because they were the heads of NASA programs, head of, you know, cameras on the moon, head of RCA programs in that area, heads of, I've talked to the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, Colonel Bowman, and they will not talk about it. But they can point you in directions of things that have been leaked. But there is a, by the late 70s, there was already a stealth robot space plane drone fleet in orbit. That's the 1970s. We're not in Kansas anymore, Bubba.
It would appear as though we're not. One quick thing. What is your opinion of, I think her name is Marine Le Pen in France?
I don't know enough about her to endorse everything she's doing, but she's nationalistic moderately, kind of like a Pat Buchanan. I know a lot about her dad. I know Bob Chapman, who lived there for a while, says he knows the Pens well, and he never seen Bob lie. And he says she knew her when she was a little girl. He says she's a wonderful woman. So I think that's a pretty good endorsement right there. What do you think?
I heard about her through the Bob Chapman, and I heard about him through you, and then I went and started listening to as much as I could about of his, and he endorses her quite a bit, so I'm just researching her. And I think it's a good thing that there's somebody else out there like Ron Paul, you know, because here in Canada, the closest thing we had was Jack Layton, and he kind of died, so we're kind of on our own here.
But liberty's growing, so more leaders will step up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Continue moving quickly through your calls before I hit more news, before we end this hour. I got a lot of important stuff I haven't gotten to yet. There's stacks of it here. Let's go to Steve in Vermont. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Broadcasting worldwide, my friend.
Absolutely. I had more of a statement, I guess, than a question. Vermont Yankee Power Plant is, according to a report that I saw, one of the worst and, I guess, fastest decaying nuclear power plants in the country. And during the height of the Occupy movement, we had construction going on by the Green Mountain Power Company trying to build wind turbines, and there were people trying to get close, and I guess to where they were trying to blow stuff up so they couldn't set the explosions off to build the wind turbines. And I was just wondering why a power plant that is in such poor shape gets so little national attention.
Because it's a conspiracy theory. The plant doesn't even exist. I mean, that's Here in Austin, they say the reactors in Austin just do not exist. There's a media policy that if you talk about it, you're laughed at. Even though you can just type in nuclear reactor, University of Texas, there it is, the photos, video, they're quite proud of how big it is. And it's the same thing. It's this new delusional thing where isotopes are several hundred times what they should be. Okay, we'll just raise them 1,000 times. What's safe? Oh, well, this isotope's, you know, so deadly, you know, it's 80-something thousand times what it should be. We'll just raise it 100,000 times. Say it's safe. And they just wave a trendy wand. And they go, trendy government. But then they say, take over Farmer's Ranch for the earth. Everybody's like, take it. Carbon dioxide humans breathe is evil. I mean, literally. You're like, that's mindless. They're like, shut up, extremist. So, you know, GMO's killing you. And they're like, shut up, extremist. So anything that isn't a threat, like terrorists or carbon dioxide, they run in fear, literally flopping around, pulling their hair out and gnashing their teeth and just shaking and begging for a pot-bellied person from the TSA to grab their body parts or humiliate their wife and children or to be put them in a microwave oven and body scan them and then lie to them and say it's not dangerous. But, yes, rotting 35, 40, 45, some are almost 50 years old, nuclear waste all stored there, rotting from the radiation. And now they're just setting the precedent to say it's safe, and they just flip a switch and release radiation. And you're going to hear about it now, not on a weekly basis, but daily. Now they're like, oh, radiation alarms. Well, since those scare people, we're just getting rid of them now. You know, down in Southern California, they're going, you know what, maybe we just won't turn alarms on when it scared people when we released radiation, and it's not bad for you anymore. DU wasn't allowed to be used until 1990. It said it's totally deadly and it'll kill you, but now they just, like, use it. And then the young men, after a tour or so, have blood coming out their nose, deformed children, they're dying, they're in wheelchairs, they're on life support, they go in pine boxes in the ground, the family all stands around. I've seen it on the news. They just stand around and give the preacher says, you know, Billy fought Al-Qaeda, and everybody cries. And no one asks why he died of lung cancer. Nobody asks why he died of kidney failure from the DU. They just get all patriotic. And Pat Tillman died fighting Al-Qaeda as well, even though the government missed they killed him. You know, it's just all part of a trendiness. Does that answer your question? It's all about trendiness, sir.
For the most part. I mean, really, I guess I think what we're fighting up here is what a lot of people call NIMBYism, not in my backyard. And it's just strange to me that people would rather have a rotting nuclear reactor in their backyard than a few wind turbines.
Well, I hear you, brother. I hear you. But, again, you're a conspiracy theorist if you're worried about what's admitted to be one of the oldest, most rotting, out-of-spec, out-of-code reactors. Look, Amish aren't allowed to build barns now because it's bad for the earth. But if you want to have a 45-year-old reactor leaking radiation, it's fine. Don't be an extremist. Do you understand, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been tons of leaks. And, yeah, you know, I've been called paranoid from just about everybody.
Oh, no. You're bad. You're bad, sir. Now, if you wanted to tax humans for breathing because carbon dioxide is so deadly, so carbon dioxide that plants breathe is bad. Radiation that kills us is good. Do you understand that? Are you starting to figure this out now?
Oh, absolutely. I've been awake for a long time listener.
All right. God bless you. I'm glad you admit you're bad. Patrick, and I'm a little sarcastic here because it's so absurd what's happening. Patrick in New York, you're on the air. You've got some rotting nuclear power plants up there as well.
So, oh, no. Hey, Alex Jones. Great to be on the show. I wanted to tell you about some deceptive information I've been coming across on the internet. One is 11 bad habits for kids' teeth. Seems to me that it's just a sugar-coated guide for poor psychological development. Like, it has middle-of-the-night breastfeeding. It kind of demonizes breastfeeding a bit.
Oh, breastfeeding is completely unnatural, sir. Whoa, we got another extremist. I'm sure the Associated Press says it's reasonable that five-year-olds are arrested for running on the playground. Running is evil. Just as evil as breastfeeding. Let me tell you, I've predicted, because the globalists say they want to make things totally unnatural, break up the family. If they had their way in 50 to 100 years, it would be an arrestable thought crime to say that women or any mammals ever breastfeed their young. And I'm not being sarcastic. And see, right there, you're saying that they're already, what, they're reporting breast. I mean, I saw an article last week all over the news. pregnancy is dangerous, get abortions. And they actually said pregnancy is almost unnatural. It's archaic, and just have an abortion. It's three times safer. Guys, pull it up. Abortion safer than birth. So pretty soon it's don't breastfeed. That's Al-Qaeda. Give all your rights up for non-existent terrorists. So who puts up the who put out the 11 things that are bad for your snappers?
I originally found it on AOL News, but oh, now I only find it on this Everyday Health website. I can't find an author anywhere.
Sir, are you saying that babies are supposed to breastfeed every 3 hours? I mean, I guess my wife was wrong to get up when the babies cried and breastfeed them. Oh, man,
it's so absurd.
They're going to probably call child welfare on us. You mean I was wrong? AOL says that you... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whoa, extremist! Extremist right now. I'm sorry. We're so radical. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And also, I also came across this website, the Illuminati / like a minus sign in between the an Illuminati.net. And it's basically them saying everything we say, except saying they're the good guys, kind of.
Well, that's always standard branding. I appreciate your call. I think I may have even seen that before. There are thousands of websites that say we're the good guys, but everybody else is an agent. And oh, there it is, Reuters. Abortion safer than giving birth. Like you're not. And now they're saying maybe it's abusive to have babies. Maybe you should. Well, we're not sure what this means, but should you be allowed to get pregnant, then it could be abusive. But going back to what you're saying, that's a standard deal. Some of it's COINTELPRO. I don't know about individual sites you're talking about, you know, specifically, but Cass Sunstein talks about cognitive dissidence operating and posing as anti-establishment, anti-corruption, a conspiracy theorist, someone who goes, no, breastfeeding's good. Children have always breastfed. That's why we develop mammary glands, and it's natural. I mean, you see the war on breastfeeding. Women totally cover themselves up at the mall. There's all these scantily clad women everywhere. That's fine. You know, kiosk with women in G-strings selling, you know, negligees and half-naked women on billboards, women flashing their breasts at the Super Bowl, flipping people off. All of that's okay. But I've actually seen in restaurants and other places, you read about the news all the time, where a woman is breastfeeding at the table at the restaurant. All you do is put a blanket over, boom, no big deal. And people act like it's bad because it's like they've been programmed that life is evil. And a woman with a baby, there's just something wrong. It's drinking milk. Ooh, it's gross. They've lost their life force. I mean, you should be happy to see a woman nursing a baby. That's like the tribe is doing good. There's babies. We're living. But anything that's wholesome is bad. Everything evil is good. But Cass Sunstein and others, you know, they say sunshine isn't good for you. You should arrest anybody that's a conspiracy theorist. They're criticizing electric cars, shut down their websites. I mean, they're all calling for it right now because their craziness, people are finally waking up out of the trance. But I do see this. Almost everyone we've ever helped, you know, sold books for, videos for, supported, promoted. There's almost no one that I ever had on the show, supported, promoted, that doesn't down the road start attacking us because somehow they think that is a one-up and, like, elevates them. It's like a primitive idea that if somebody could shoot me down, that would make them more successful. Or by creating infighting, that's the kind of attention they want. We never infight here. And we never talk about folks, even if we think they're operatives, until we can absolutely prove it. Now, in the case of Hal Turner, who was attacking myself almost every day, I'm a big white supremacist, I could tell he was a Fed just by watching him and listening. It was 100% obvious. And I called him out. I said, that guy's a Fed. And his website did get hacked. People got his emails where he was a high-level national security agent, asset for the FBI and the National Security Council. So the feds went ahead and put him in prison. And it came out in federal court. He was an FBI highest-level asset. But the state court still convicted him, and he went to jail. So that shows you what the feds do to their own people. I mean, occasionally, if it's so super obvious, I'll do it. But I mean, I've had people just completely make up stuff before. You know, Alex Jones called me up and threatened to kill me. And that's like saying I called up and said I'm the Jolly Green Giant from Pluto. I mean, just I might as well said Alex Jones called up and told me he was an Easter Bunny or a Keebler Elf or the Eggman or the Walrus Cuckoo Cachoo. You know, just but lies that are so bold, so big. And it's done because I'm number one. I mean, that's why all the different media outlets attack Drudge, because he's number one when it comes to media online. We're number one when it comes to the Patriot Movement, Liberty. You know, even Time Magazine got it right and called me the what was the quote? The prophet of the Tea Party. Well, I am the prophet of the Tea Party. Ron Paul is the grandfather of the Tea Party. And then we're told you're not welcome at Tea Party events. Yeah, you know, Ron Paul signs aren't welcome. We're going to stomp on your feet. You know, we're the new neocon Tea Party. We took over the old Tea Party, and now the real people aren't invited. See, I don't try to get up here and toot my horn. I give you reports on we're reaching 15 million people a week and growing exponentially. I give you reports on successes we're having, but others are happening. We're here explaining we can win. And evil isn't in total control, and evil isn't all powerful, and not everybody fighting evil is a government operative. In fact, very few are. You understand that? This idea, you always know government operatives because they'll operate for a year, never generally longer, and then just do nothing but infight, and then just kind of fade away. And you hear about them getting a PR job or whatever, you know, with some globalist operation. It's always the same MO. And you know, people bring stuff up like that because it's so tantalizing to get into a soap opera of personalities. I don't ever do that. And that's one reason I've been so successful. It never hurts me to be attacked, especially by people I don't know. In fact, I relish it, and it's kind of a sin. It's entertaining. The wilder the lies, the better. But it, as I've tried to be spiritually better and not get off on, you know, sick little entertainments I have, I've given up even tracking or watching what people say about me. I mean, I never really tracked it closely, but if it fell on my lap, I would have a little bit of enjoyment, you know, out of it. And in a way, people attacking us and lying about us also got the word out about us. I mean, it only made us bigger. So I'm thankful and appreciate that. God turns every weapon formed against us into something positive. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I want to go back to your calls. This is an important subject, so I hardly ever talk about it. As the jealousy level just intensifies and gets greater and greater, you got operatives, you got disinfo agents, you got COINTELPRO, but mainly it's not even that. And that's what's sad about it, is that it is absolute, complete, abject jealousy. And I'm genuinely worried about the super flus and about the airborne Ebola they've cooked up that kills over 90% of the mammals it comes in contact with. I'm really worried about that getting out at all these government labs where they're breeding it. I'm genuinely worried about a big solar storm knocking out power grids and reactors melting down. And so is the government's own internal reports that we were just covering last hour. I'm genuinely worried about all that. I'm not worried about, you know, looking the best or my or how fancy things are or going to award ceremonies or my ego. I am more into a genetic ego of human race surviving and going to the stars and pride in my species and optimism and love of science and love of honor and goodness and decency. And I'm quite frankly more ashamed of myself because I am aware of the higher things. I'm also aware of the lower things and can see that my greatest works are like dirty rags. They are. They're dirty rags. And then I see people wearing equally or even more dirty rags, squatting in their own spiritual excrement, proud like peacocks, strutting around, fighting with each other. And it hurts me because they're so spiritually blind. That's how I am hurt by things. And I've made myself give up on sins I have, like the enjoyment of being attacked. Not in a sadomasochistic way. It's not like that. It's like it's funny watching the jealousy, seeing people burning in jealousy and knowing I'm superior, I'm more intelligent, I'm more effective, I'm more dynamic, I have more zeitgeist lightning in my soul. It's sad that the people recognize that, and instead of upping their game and getting closer to God and creation and resonating with the universe, that they're such dim lights. And it's sad. I should try to pick them up. And I realize a lot of times it's when I try to build somebody up and they get a taste of success. It's not that they wanted to be successful to fight evil. They wanted to be successful to be little movie stars. And so then they see, then they hate the person that tried to give them a hand up, because you're helping someone who is fighting for breath, who's going under the waves, who's a drowning man, a drowning woman. And so you can't help them. They don't know how to swim. They're never going to know how to swim. They're probably never going to make it. They're probably never going to truly live. So you're there trying to lift them up, and instead they're just trying to get on top of you and shove you under. And then after you're under, they're going to go back under the water. They just know that they've got to get you under there, because they're down here and you're up here, and they'd be okay if you were down here. You got to just move on from people like that and find those that do want to learn how to swim. That's who's going to build the future.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Saw a headline on Fox News. Scientists want to experiment with babies that come from three parents and bring them to term and birth them. It'll be a new type of humanoid. Of course, they've already done this with monkeys, apes, and humans. They just kill them at the embryonic level. And they say it'll eradicate diseases. See, in the future, by law, if you have any predisposed conditions, they're not going to let you have a kid. And they're going to come in and tell you, we're going to go in and inject some other DNA from someone else to cover that up. And of course, Lord knows what other problems it'll cause. This is the type of out-of-control New World Order stuff that's going on. And there's the headline there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So this is all going to become mandatory. Everything's going to be done in a test tube. That's why the breastfeeding's evil. You know, half the women are getting these cesareans when the doctors know they don't need them. It's about medicalizing everything, taking over, monopolizing. Tara in Virginia, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to make a request and make a couple of comments for some websites and YouTube channels that might be helpful for listeners to get information about different things regarding in the direction of nuclear fallout and that sort of thing. Number one, with your, you know, the music that you use in between your clips that you have between your different sections. Do you think you could make a underneath your daily show? Would you make like a list of what you've used so that we could find it and buy it from iTunes if we want to?
Yeah, well, my show, you're talking about the music list, sure. Sure, well, that's just bumper music. Those are just short clips, but you can pretty much get the Kazaa program on an iPhone and then hold it up to whatever the song is, and it'll tell you what it is. But that is a good idea you actually have there. As for YouTube and websites about nuclear fallout, there's a ton of free information about how to protect yourself during fallout. But we're not talking about how to protect ourselves individually after this happens. We're trying to stop it from happening. They need to build more clean-burning coal plants or whatever, or stop shutting off our pipelines or allow alternative energy to be developed, not the fake green stuff that the establishment pushes that's about mega companies. The system should be promoting individual off the grid for each home, which is very cost effective, but they try to block it. Show that we're not all dependent on massive grids that, if they fail, could knock civilization back 100 years and cause serious problems. We're discussing how to head off these problems before they get here. But I appreciate your call. Interesting points. I want to go to Sean in Wyoming. Let's give him about a minute. Sean in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm the guy that called you about the cheapo Christmas cards a couple weeks ago. I just want to thank you for the nightly report that you did on that, because I'm able to wake up a lot of my
family.
That's
why I love calls and your emails. You guys tell it. I mean, Fox admits, for those who just tuned in, that they put out Christmas cards to the competition showing their listeners as sheep, pulling their sleigh.
Yep. And another thing I want to tell you about is I'm a local musician. I'm a rapper. I go by the name Super Manning here in Wyoming. I'm number one on the radio charts on ReverbNation.com. And I made a song that's a tribute to you, Mr. Alex Jones. It's called Road to Tyranny, and I would like you to check it out on your free time if you ever get a chance. The website is www.reverbnation.com/supermanny.
Can let me ask you this. Is it on YouTube?
No, it's not on YouTube. No, not yet. I'll probably have it on there, but it's on Reverb Nation.
Right, yeah, now. We'll just slap it up there on YouTube, and if we get a chance to see it and everything, we'll post it on Infowars.com. God bless you, my friend. All right, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Got to most of the news. Great job of the crew. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. Back tomorrow on the radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.